Listening Library presents His Dark Materials by Philip Pullman. Book 2, The Subtle Knife. Chapter 1, The Cat and the Hornbeam Trees. Will tugged at his mother's hand and said,
"Come on, come on!"
But his mother hung back. She was still afraid. Will looked up and down the narrow street in the evening light, along the little terrace of houses, each behind its tiny garden and its box hedge, with the sun glaring off the windows of one side and leaving the other in shadow. There wasn't much time. People would be having their meal about now, and soon there would be other children around to stare and comment and notice. It was dangerous to wait, but all he could do was persuade her as usual.
"Mum, let's go in and see Mrs. Cooper. Look, we're nearly there."
"Mrs. Cooper?"
But he was already ringing the bell. He had to put down the bag to do it because his other hand still held his mother's. It might have bothered him at 12 years of age to be seen holding his mother's hand, but he knew what would happen to her if he didn't. The door opened, and there was the stooped elderly figure of the piano teacher, with a scent of lavender water about her as he remembered.
"Who's that? Is that William? I haven't seen you for over a year. What do you want, dear?"
"I want to come in, please, and bring my mother."
Mrs. Cooper looked at the woman with the untidy hair and the distracted half-smile, and at the boy with the fierce, unhappy glare in his eyes, the tight-set lips, the jutting jaw. And then she saw that Mrs. Parry, Will's mother, had put makeup on one eye but not on the other, and she had